Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. We are talking in today's program. We're going to continue talking about, you're listening to us on radio. As you know, you've been following us also on Christian Television Network and WHBR audience on the Gulf Coast, talking about the prophecy and the occurrence, what's taking place. We have escaped prisoners down there. We have explosions in jails. We have epic proportions of flooding and disaster. But, you know, we talked about this, and we're gonna begin to talk about it again. Reports are, even as we're speaking right now, prisoners have escaped from their jail. Prisoners have escaped from their jail in Escambia County Jail, the one that had the explosion down there. It's reported by the Pensacola News Journal. More deaths have taken place than just the two deaths going on. And understand that this was spoken about on June the 10th of 2013. And God speaks. He lets us know beforehand what's going to take place. And understand, this is just a piece of a huge puzzle of what God's been saying. But understand this, that we need to listen to what God's saying. We need to pray for those that have gone through such tragedy. We need to pray for the families that lost loved ones in the community in that area, in the area of Escambia County, but also the ones that have lost loved ones in the Escambia County Jail. There's been deaths this morning in the Escambia County Jail. And understand, if we listen to the Lord, if we listen to what God says, then He will protect us. He will give us wisdom. And we have to really pay attention to Him and what He's saying. God does speak. EZ12.org. Understand that the Lord speaks, and He has been speaking. But before we begin to talk, understand, we'll be talking about escaped prisoners that have escaped during this morning hours, and it's still reported by the Pensacola News Journal. Hopefully we'll have hearing. There was a press conference taking place where I believe that Sheriff David Morgan, the sheriff in there, is talking about the escaped prisoners, but the community is just in outrage of going, you knew this. But you can go further back than that, because in talking about what took place, talking about what took place in the June the 10th of 2013, that we all knew it. God said very specifically. I was speaking about what was thrown up. Do you want to be able to take that? And so the in the context of it, that this is. But first, I want you to hear what was said beforehand, because I had a specific prophecy, a still sealed prophecy, and it's only sealed because it wasn't received.
Right.
And I left it sealed because didn't know what to do with it. You know, you just do what you could do. And so I just took it back, and I have it in my hand today. And in the context of that, it all began to happen. You could hear the earlier programs in the context of that. But then on June, and you're fixing to hear County Commissioner, that segment, for a very specific segment of me speaking, right. You know, times are coming. Mm-hmm. This was on June the 10th of 2013, less than 11 months ago. And I'm talking about what God's laying on my heart, and He's kind of showing me this is for the whole nation and for our community and for the Escambia County area. And I am praying that God would protect us in this. And He protected us from over 70,000 plus lightning strikes. I mean, think about that alone.
That's huge.
You couldn't even see the county. But listen first. I want you to hear this prophetic word delivered before the county commissioner on record, Doris Harris, the county clerk. You can talk to her. She was going back and forth saying, He's going to prophesy. It was the third or fourth time I specifically was invited to prophesy. I was invited by Commissioner Stephen Berry at the Governor Scott's signing of the Born Alive bill. And Pat was there with me. Right. And I was there by invitation. The county administrator, George Tuart, was aware that the Lord does speak. And he's asked me at times, "Has God given you a dream?" And of course, Doris Harris, a Christian believer, loves the Lord, also was aware that the prophecy was going to come. And listen to the prophecy less than 11 months, June the 10th, 2012. Listen up.
Hear it. That there's another level about to happen. There's another level about to happen, and it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says, we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you. that God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. But things are going to increase, they're going to escalate, and finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county, and I just want to ask you guys to just seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions, because it's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen.
It's amazing that we're seeing right now, you know, these things happening. It's been escalating ever since I sat down with that sealed prophecy. We've been seeing an escalation of it. It's not normal to have, you know, be described with all these different ways. The highest crime area for the state of Florida, you know, all these different analogies that was used to describe the area. And it's like the enemy's just trying to attack the county. But we can stand up before God and say, you know what, God, we're sorry, forgive us. And in the future programs, we're going to be talking about, you know, the church has to deal with the race issue, because the church, we have to repent for the history of what's taking place in the church, because the most segregated part of America happens at 10 or 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And if we're one church, if we're one people, and we're supposed to love our brothers and love our sisters, we got a lot of repenting to do and acknowledgement to do what's taking place. And if God's going to move in Escambia County and that region and the Gulf Coast and the glory zone, as we talk about it, is that we got to begin to say, dear God, help us get through this, because it's almost like an Azusa Street move where all of us are moving together as one people. And so listen up for a future broadcast on that. But also you're looking at, so this prophecy that went forth on June the 10th, you're looking at it being fulfilled. I mean, think about it. Just this morning, I don't know if you're seeing pictures right now, but you're going to see pictures. I'm sure you're going to mark that of the, I believe it was the Pensacola News Journal showing up, and NorthEscambia.com. We thank NorthEscambia.com for the pictures of what took place in the Escambia County Jail, the explosion that took place. We're praying for the victims, for the correction officers. It's over 100, 150. I don't have it sitting in front of me. I wish I had it sitting in front of me.
150 approximately.
150. And now the reports are, according to the Pensacola News Journal, that now there's more deaths. Their headlines are there's more deaths even as we're speaking. We're trying to bring you reports of everybody's so,
you can't make it
so
out.
Upset. The community's so upset that when they're trying to have a press conference, they wouldn't even let the sheriff talk. We just tried to find out what he said.
Yeah, they're too upset.
And they're too upset. But understand that the word is that there's going to be uprisings. If we don't repent, there's going to be uprisings. And specifically, part of that sealed prophecy was this day, this moment. And every human counts. We are not statistics. You are not a statistic. Your neighbor's not a statistic. You know, people that are a different race than you are not a statistic. We're human beings.
Yeah.
God cares about all of us. And we as the church, and we're talking about the church here, we as Christians, we have to be compassionate. And compassion has two aspects of it. We feel something in our heart about it, not pity. We feel like, my goodness, we feel this compassion, want to help somebody, and then we help them. And understand that if we do that, if my people who are called by my name, he says, humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways and understand. It's amazing to me. This is totally amazing to me that you hear of a mass crime, a huge crime. And everybody's leaning forward as they're listening to the crime take place. And then all of a sudden they say one word. They say it was drug related. And all of a sudden everybody defaults like, oh, that's just some other shelf out there. First of all, there's more people addicted to prescription drugs than any other drug. And the church is part of that in America than somebody who has an, quote, illegal drug. But if you're addicted to it, it's illegal what you're doing, just to understand. Right. But God loves folks that are addicted to drugs. God loves folks who have problems, struggle with alcoholism. God loves people who are held captive by an economic stronghold that had turned to a way to be able to make money. Just happened to be, yours might be the stock market, theirs might be, you know, drugs. And it's like, it doesn't default when one of your fellow citizens ends up dead and there happens to be drug involved. Still, one of your citizens are dead. What we want to do is, as Christians now, I'm talking about everybody else, as Christians, we won't have compassion. We'll say, you relate, you know, 80% of this deadly deaths, mayhem, and robberies is because of drugs. Let's just ignore that. That is our brothers and sisters and our fellow citizens who have this addiction or are held captive. We need to help them come out of that because they matter too. Mm-hmm. And not just the folks. I mean, everybody matters. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, you're hearing people, they're getting empathy. They're getting, all of a sudden they go, oh, he had an aspirin on him. So it's just like a default. It's like, it was a home invasion. It was, people died. And it's like, everybody matters. And I think about this. I think about, you know, Jesus, that he cared about the man in chains. He committed all these crimes. He cut himself. Nobody wanted anything to do with him. And he was naked because he ripped all his clothes off. He was chained up outside, not even in a prison. He was outside, way out there. And Jesus saw him, and he came running to Jesus, I guess as far as chains would get him, and falls at Jesus' feet. And he says, he began to worship Jesus. And so you had two things going on. You had a man who was held captive by the devil, who had tormented this man and tormented a community by the torment on this man. So it's two things. But the other thing that was going on was there was a man inside there.
Yeah.
There was a man created in the image and the likeness of God that God loved. And this man wanted to worship Jesus. And when he fell at the feet of Jesus, Jesus responded to him. He didn't say, oh, you're a drug crime. You know, oh, you're all these stats people do.
Mm-hmm.
He had compassion on him. He said, what's your name? And also that thing that had him said, man, I got 1,000 demons messing with my life.
Mm.
Great tragedies, you know, just kind of paraphrasing here. And all of a sudden, Jesus delivered him. And the man that God loves got set free and said, I want to follow Jesus. Right now, we're trying to fix everything intellectually. We're trying to fix everything financially. But none of us, who's turning to God?
Yeah.
Who cares about the brokenhearted? Who cares about the lady? Remember the lady that was thrown out there naked at the feet of Jesus and said, listen, she's a prostitute. You know, look at her. She's committed a crime. And people just default that. They go, that's prostitution. Just write it off. No, it is one of our daughters in our community, one of our sons in our community that has been held captive, and they can be set free, just like this guy who had legion holding him down and Jesus set free. And they threw him, religious folks threw him, her at the feet of Jesus, and they said, look at her. The law says kill her. And you know what Jesus said? First of all, he called her daughter.
Mm.
Secondly, he talked to everybody that was around that was statistic minded and carnally minded and said, you fool. No, he said, don't you understand? We are her.
Yeah. Right.
We are her. Then we are her.
Yeah.
And he says, he that is not like her, throw the first stone, right? He that's without sin, throw the first stone. And so they all left. And you know what Jesus did? Jesus forgave her. This is our role as the church. Our role as a church is to love folks. We speak truth to them, but we speak truth in love and let them know that God has a plan for your life. There is hope outside your program. There is hope outside your structure and outside the religion that persecutes you and the people who says, listen, we got to rise up. And just because you have some position of power, understand God's over you. And we have to acknowledge that. Herod didn't acknowledge that, and he fell. He fell within days when he didn't acknowledge it. And many have in history hadn't done that. But I think of this, that just like the sinkhole, suddenly you can be humbled in a moment's time. In a moment's time, you could be walking, and suddenly, what I say now, we just need to humble ourselves and pray and say, dear God, save our nation. As a matter of fact, save the womb of America, the first settlement of America, Pensacola.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a great field trip idea for your kids? What about taking them to the landfill? This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and Randy Alcorn believes that there's something very valuable to be learned by looking at piles of trash.
Look at the dump and now gaze at all the things that people paid a lot of money for, sometimes that people fought over, sometimes that marriages broke up over, and where are they now? They're in the dump. So from that object lesson, think in terms of what am I doing with my life right now that will outlive the dump, that will last for all eternity.
It's a good idea to keep an eternal perspective on money and on stuff. And you can hear more from Randy Alcorn today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
I do want to give a big shout out and hello out there, I'm sure you do too, for all of our partners who partner with us on a monthly basis. I don't know if you know this or not, but people, you, and people like you say, you know what? This is good. This is good seed. Not only are they broadcasting the truth on television and radio around the nation and around the world, but they're actually telling the truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're willing to take the blows in love, but telling the truth. And I could stand for that. As a matter of fact, this is what God said. This God's word says this, that if you give a drink of water, if you give a drink of water to someone who speaks truth in the name of God, you get that person's reward. Mm. Imagine if you become a partner. You say, this is my pledge for 2014. Every single month, I am going to pledge a financial contribution to the light. I want to keep the conversation light for 2014. And, you know, over one half of our reality being out there is because of you, because of partners. The other half is because of our sponsors, our businesses who stand with us. And it's so cool because in the whole journey since God called me out of the fires of Brownsville Revival, he called me into a realm of an interesting apostolic move because we've been seeing government, we've been seeing military, we've been seeing the businesses say, you know, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is God. And I can't go into many details, but I can say this. If you go to VFNTV.com right now and look and click on See Our Partners, you'll see those businesses that are standing with us. And you'll also see a chance where you can become a sponsor who stands with us too. Stands with us by putting your shingle out there saying, I stand. I don't only have a fish on my sign. I have a fish on my heart, and I stand for God and country in that order, and I stand for Israel, and I stand publicly unashamed. You can do that by becoming a partner with us. I want to say thank you to our partners that are standing with us. Thank you to our sponsors who are standing with us. Visit these businesses. I mean, they're so cool. I just love what they're doing. Show the difference of those who stand up for God. Say, you know what? That's where I'm going to buy my cookies. That's where I'm going to get my coffee. That's where I'm going to get my car fixed. That's where I'm going to bowl. That's where I'm going to seek entertainment for my family. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to these places. And if you want to be a part of those who are saying, I want to go there, hey, become a sponsor. We want people to know that you stand up for God and country in that order in Israel. We don't want to stop talking. All of 2014, as long as they let us talk, as long as God says he lets us do it, we want to tell people about you. We are proud of you. We are thankful for you, and we are grateful for you. And we just speak a blessing over the businesses in 2014 of those who stood up and said, you know what? I want everybody to know at Blue Angel Hot Tubs and Spas and Pools that even though I ship around the world, I want everybody to know I stand up for God and the principles and on, every single one of them. And we just thank you so much. Visit them. Make 2014 commitment, not only to stand as a partner individually, but if you have a business, sponsor us. Let us promote you as you promote God. Let us make your business famous as you make Jesus' name famous. If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and it is a big link right there in the middle that says, visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com. I'm going to say, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand
Not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're talking about this tragedy that's taken place, the prophecy that was given on June the 10th of 2013. Less than 11 months later, all these things have taken place. In the context of it, and just reports, we just got reports based on the News Journal. What is the quote, John, that's coming from the Pensacola News Journal down there?
They are reporting, Pensacola News Journal says, about 9:42 is the update, a.m., Sheriff David Morgan said during a press conference this morning that there could be inmates who escaped or were buried in the rubble of the escape.
Hey, the word is inmate. I didn't understand the word inmate. Can you try that again? I couldn't hear it.
Yes, this is the quote from the News Journal, Pensacola News Journal. Sheriff David Morgan said during a press conference that this morning that there could be inmates who escaped or were buried in the rubble of the Escambia County Jail following an explosion.
The roof fell in.
Oh, wow.
The roof
wow.
fell in on the explosion, after the explosion. And so there's missing prisoners, obviously, is what they're saying.
Right.
And understand, when you look at the whole thing, or you make sure you catch these entire programs that are back-to-back, seeing the context of what's going on. One thing that I really want, hopefully, that we understand through this is that God is speaking because he loves us. He has a good plan for us, that he wants to prevent these things from taking place. And this is a tragedy that has happened to the womb of America, is reportedly, unquote, the first settlement of America, Pensacola. And it's verbatim how things are unfolding in the context of that. And as the governor of Florida, Governor Rick Scott, came just yesterday and reported, as you heard on an earlier program, that Pensacola is the worst hit. And people are being evacuated like never before. They're never done before, which means they're being cut out of the roofs. The only thing I can remember being cut out of roofs on such a big scale would be Hurricane Katrina coming out of New Orleans,
right,
where people
yeah.
were...
That's right.
Which, by the way, just a little hint, put an axe in your attic.
That's a good idea.
Put an axe in your attic, yeah. because people go to their attic for protection out of water, not realizing the attic's going to fill with water.
Right.
And my brother-in-law, who's part of the building inspector's offices where he lives, during those hurricanes, he saw somebody who died in their attic, but they drowned. But the whole thing is that you're walking into a cubbyhole of captivity. But if you put an axe in your attic, when you get up there, you can hack through the decking and get your way out. So don't put an electric operating device to cut yourself out. That's not going to be there. A skill saw, that's not going to be able to do it. But if you have an axe, you can beat your way out of there to get some oxygen, some air, and possibly to get escape in the context of that. And when flooding takes place, understand snakes and feces and everything you can imagine is in that water. So some people, you know, get sick and die from the snake bites, the toxins in the water. And so you just got to get out of flood water.
Oh,
flood
yeah.
water is very, very, very deadly and very dangerous. And keep Pensacola and Escambia County in your prayers. But what is God saying? What is God saying? As we already played in the earlier part, in the context of this, is the prophecy was given on June the 10th. It's unfolding. And now remember if you go back and you can listen, that originally this jail was up under the sheriff, who was just mm-hmm. speaking at a press conference. Now he's having to speak over a situation where he gave the jail up,
right.
and the commissioners down there took it, you know, reluctantly, but they had to take it because he said, if you're not going to give me, and he made the demands for the money
right.
that God told me, and I told the commissioners, and you can see that they're going to make demands for money from you and ask you to pull money out of thin air. And they said, we're not going to put any more tax burden on the citizens of Escambia County. And so they couldn't do it. They just right. had to take this on. So they're doing their best to take what mm-hmm. this particular sheriff said, fine. And now we have, he's reporting at Pensacola News Journal, right, that there's possibly prisoners and others, you know, buried under the rubble of a fallen ceiling that has fallen down, an explosion that took place reportedly of a gas leak in this 24-hour disaster that has hit, where 4 months worth of rainfall fell in 48 hours, reported by Christian Garman, WERTV3, makes that statement. And it's like, we have to pay attention. You know, what is God saying in this? And this is what he's saying. He's saying, listen, I speak. I am involved in the affairs of your life. That if you will listen to me, if you will put ear to me, if you will begin to abide with me, and if you haven't yet began to abide with the Lord, you might even have a clue what that is. We have a clue for you. We have a plan for you. And it is at iabide.org. iabide.org. Understand that this is what Jesus said. He said, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. So we have to abide with him. And a lot of people want to do that, but they just don't know how to do it. They buy all kinds of books and this kind of, we got a simple plan for you. People want to do it. They just need a simple plan to be able to do that. And you can get that plan free. Just request it at iabide.org. Listen, imagine this. If you believe God and you go, you know what? I'm going to get that plan. I'm going to follow it. I'm going to listen to everything. I'm not going to criticize anything. And I'm going to say, God, I'm going to meet with you. Mm-hmm. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to meet with you. Because this is what he says. He says, if you meet with me, I'll meet with you. If you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Understand, that's a promise. That is a covenant God has made with mankind. If you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. And that is powerful. Mm. So right now, of all the things you need to do, you need to quit watching all the negative aspect of the news and realize God is over all this. I mean, listen, let me tell you something. We have reporters who are saying things that work for secular type media who are just basically mouths for the corporate world, trying to do things so they get more advertising dollar, that are making statements such as this: I'm tired of speaking empty words. And they're leaving secular media going, listen, I want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I maybe you are one of those reporters right now. Let me tell you something. I believe things are shifting. I believe things are shifting. What I'm seeing in my spirit, and I've said this, that I see reporters out reporting about the glory of God, healings and positive things and blessed businesses, not just tragedies. Understanding, you know, walking through imagine this. You want to do something powerful for the Lord with your gift of reporting? Listen to this. You're walking, you have a mic, you're on live camera, you're being broadcasted over television. Could be WHBR on the Gulf Coast, and which we're on every day, down there, 5:30 p.m., Monday through Friday, every single day. And you are standing in a grocery store aisle, maybe in the produce aisle, and you have a mic, and you know what you're saying? Mrs. Jones, tell us what happened. Well, I was sitting here and I was looking for some produce, but when I was looking for produce, I had this man over here. He came to me and he saw me limping and he asked me, he said, what's going on? And in the context of that, I told him what was going on. And he said, could he pray for me that God loved me and God had a plan for my life and he wanted to heal me? I'm like, yes. And he prayed for me and I'm healed. And all of a sudden you can see her jumping around. Imagine your stories being about God, because you're going to stand before the throne of God and he's going to ask you this: what did you do with what I gave you? What did you do with what I gave you? And it's time for all the prostituted journalists who are being prostituted by corporate world to take your gift back and say, you know what? This is free America. You know, I am a reporter for God. And understand, if you follow God, money will follow you. But if you keep following money, you're going to leave God behind. So much more in the next program. Don't forget, we're four programs back to back, and you can catch us every day in WHBR area. That's the Gulf Coast area from Destin to Mississippi, at 5:30 p.m. every single day. And you can find out more at vfntv.com. Download our app. Catch us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And also, you can find out so much more on The Torch. Go to vfntv.com and see the burning torch in the upper left-hand corner. Click on that. You're going to be surprised. Anything you probably need in regards to a viewpoint, a light viewpoint, according to the light of God's word, you can find it there inside The Torch and so much more. And sign up for our newsletter. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, and we have a free gift there waiting for you.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, and not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. Mm-hmm. It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations, or mm-hmm. Aryan-type conversations, or Iranian or Muslim type conversations, or political, which is type conversations, or you could listen to VFN Radio and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's word says about it, and you can get a perspective and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. I can, mm-hmm. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church, and they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing. And then they're coming into the churches and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand. And as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians. Mm-hmm. And the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian television network audience around the nation and around the world, and our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world, and a big shout out to our Gulf Coast audience with WHBR. We're excited about our time. We are on now 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, every single day. We want to meet you and encourage you after your day of hard work and your journey. We want to be able to not just, you're hearing so many negative things and so much news and so much data, but you need to know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news. Okay, I'll hear what's going on if you give me a perspective mm-hmm. of God's word, of what's happening. And that's what we try to do, is to seek out, and we talk about keeping the conversation light. We're talking about, okay, this is what happened today, but let's find out what God's word says about this. Mm-hmm. And by the way, God has something to say about what's happening. He's involved in the affairs of life. And so we're just so excited to be with you in your living room every single day, Monday through Friday, from Destin to Mississippi. And so if you missed some of our earlier programs, you got to catch them. We're talking about prophecy that was delivered on June the 10th and other prophecies that were delivered prior to that. And we actually have it recorded for you. You can see it happening and then see what took place, because the tragedy that took place in 48 hours in Pensacola, according to Governor Rick Scott, the Pensacola, the womb reportedly of Pensacola, the first settlement of America, the womb of the world, actually, the womb of America reportedly, and also the first settlement of America, and also the first land. Just recently, Daphne Richburg was watching God TV, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden she just suddenly heard them talking about how, reportedly, according to what was broadcast on God TV, that Pensacola was the first land, that the first Jew that came to this land came to Pensacola.
Wow.
And that's very significant in the context of God and what God is doing, because it was four blood moons that brought that Jew to the land, mm-hmm. because there was King Ferdinand, right?
Of Spain.
Spain was throwing, if you didn't convert as a Jew, and we talked about the four blood moons, you can find out more about them. But what happened was King Ferdinand said, if you don't convert to Catholicism, then we're going to throw you out of Spain and we're going to take all your belongings. Mm. Exactly what's taking place reportedly, and you can find out more about that on The Torch, in the Ukraine. What Russia is starting to do is they're coming into the Ukraine. They're asking all the Jews to register all their belongings if you're 16 years old or older. And it's amazing how history repeats itself. The difference is today, you know, Hitler had pencil and paper and, you know, bifocals, bad glasses for his crew. But now they have databases and chips and barcodes and all that stuff. And so we have to understand that it doesn't take as long as it took for what took place, because over 6 million Jews were murdered in those camps during that short term, plus Christians and people that they didn't want. Broken folks like we are, you know, that we need a savior. And so we need to really pay close attention to that. God is doing something. And we just saw this tragedy come and hit Pensacola. You know, Governor Rick Scott, like I said it was, this is the worst where it hit. Kristen Garman of WERTV3, a meteorologist, said that 4 months worth of rain fell in 48 hours. That would be 30 inches of rain, because it takes normally by this time, or potentially it's 50 inches of rain that's fallen since January now. He said normally by this time of the year, there's only 20 inches that have fallen. And I don't know what the actual inches that have fell, but so much have fell that it is of hurricane proportions, hurricane surge proportions that have taken place in the area. And you can see some of the footage in the video. As a matter of fact, can you have the video of the scenic highway area that was washed out? You got to see this, because on June the 10th, this was prophesied about. And you're seeing it right here.
Wow.
This is compliments. Of the source of it is WERTV3, also Facebook is the source of it. And we want you to be able to see this. You can find out more about it at WERTV3 or on Facebook. But this is a major highway, a scenic highway that is literally just washed out. 48 hours. Think about how your city can change in 48 hours. We talk about the floods with 40 days. Also, there is another, we're going to talk about this in a moment, but a word that was given that we had seen earlier. As a matter of, you probably want to play that. This is me speaking on June the 10th of 2013, speaking to the leaders, the governmental leaders of Escambia County that God had laid on my heart. And you can find out more details about on earlier programs. But I want you to hear the prophecy that was delivered on June the 10th, because of the things that are taking place and the things we're going to be talking about. Listen up.
That there's another level about to happen. There's another level about to happen, and it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says, we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you, that God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. But things are going to increase. They're going to escalate. And finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county. And I just want to ask you guys to just seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions, because it's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen.
There it is. That was the word that was delivered on June the 10th, 2012. And so we're seeing those things take place. And we've seen some pretty, several times when God was, and it's other people that are also hearing from the Lord too, but several times when we delivered, when I delivered a word, I was bracing myself, not realizing that this is going to be the big one.
Yeah.
You know, remember that actor, Fred Sanford, he was like, this is a big one. This is the big one.
Oh yeah.
And you know, you're like, Elizabeth, this is the big one. And I met several times, because I'm telling you, we're about to see times that test men's souls, and your soul is what you think, what you want, and what you feel. That's how it's expressed. What you think is going to be challenged, what you want is going to be challenged, and what you feel is going to be challenged. That's what times that test men's souls. And so understand, you have to prepare yourself now for what is happening and what's going to happen. There ain't no system. There ain't no financial thing. There's no governmental thing. There's no, I mean, you got to prepare yourself. And one way you can prepare yourself is begin to listen to VFN TV and Data Radio Program, because we are seeking, a whole purpose is to be able to empower you to be able to hear from the voice of the Lord so you yourself can hear and be prepared. We have prudent preparation talking about, if you would have been a part and listened to prudent preparation, you would have already been prepared.
Yeah.
If you're one that, so many people were stranded during this particular sudden, quote, biblical proportion, unquote, storm, quoted by the Talk 1620 AM radio or something down in that particular area. They're broadcasting what's happening in the Pensacola area and Escambia County. And in the context of that, that if you would have prepared, you would have been totally prepared. And we talk about being prepared. It's so important because this is just the beginning of difficult times. These are going to be seasons that test our soul, you know, what we think and what we want and what we feel. And understand, if you haven't been paying attention right now, you don't even know what your soul wants. And so you don't want to find out when you're flooded out that you're not right, that you don't have the peace to be able to make it through that you didn't prepare for what was ahead. And you can go to VFNTV.com and go to the store there, or go on the Torch. I think we even have it on the Torch for free for you. But it's called Prudent Preparation. Be prepared. You got to start thinking outside the box. Yeah. We got to become thinkers again, because you don't really have to think anymore. I mean, you really don't. All you got to know is what app to get and, you know, what button to push. And it's like they're wanting you not to think anymore. But understand, God's given you something between your ears, and He will speak to you in your heart that will cause your mind to begin to ponder what's happening. And as you pray in your heart and pray to the Lord about what's going on, He'll begin to reveal to you what you need to do. And God speaks in so many different ways, and we're seeing dreams, we're seeing visions, we're seeing just coming out of a personal abiding time with the Lord that day. We're seeing, and God, this is what God's going to do. God's going to differentiate between those who are truly are His and those who are not. And the purpose of that is not to, as a proud purpose, but the purpose is so you can become one of His. You can see the difference. You know, Moses said this, and according to the word, what he said, because God was talking about leaving. He was so upset at the condition of the Jews that came out of Egypt and what they had done and how they started turning to other gods, that he said, I'm out of here. I'm just gone. And Moses said, don't leave me out here. What's up? You know, these are your people, God. And God said this. He said, no, they're yours. God disowned. At that moment in time, he disowned the Jews. Don't tell me if we stay in rebellion that God will say, no, they're not. They are not mine. Right?
Right?
And that's the Jews who he made covenant with. He says, I'll just start over with you, Moses. And Moses, who had the heart of God, and obviously the Lord knew that he would say this, I guess, you know, he did, was he said, you know, what about your name? What about your name? What are they going to say? That you carried, you birthed this American church and you could not bring the American church out of here? I mean, you were not, you know, this God wasn't strong enough. I'm like, oh, you're right. You're right. I'll tell you, this is what I'm going to do. Because this is what it's all about. It's about His name. It is not about you. It's not about your organization or your whatever. It's about the name of Jesus. It's about bringing glory to the Father through the Son. And because of His name and for His name's sake, He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And He continued to bring Israel out. Understand, for His name's sake, which means we got to hold on because we're going to repent. Mm-hmm. I mean, God's going to bring us to a place. But in a future program, and maybe we might get to it today, to understand when John Kerry, Secretary of State, went over to Israel and he threatened them, calling them allegedly, according to Fox News and all these CBN News, and I saw his lips saying this, I believe on the Daily Beast, maybe. But, that may be a different video. Definitely they're reporting, Fox News is reporting, that he threatened Israel that they were going to be an apartheid state, an apartheid state, and they were going to be eventually a third world nation. You know what that means? What is that? What did God lay on your heart when you heard those words? America. It's going to be a third world nation.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's it. Mm. That's it. You can't, whatever you do to Israel.
What's the history of that? Every time you know, America hits Israel or has any kind of policy that hurts Israel, we reap those results in our own nation.
Right.
That's
right.
Why it's so important that we stand with God's covenant people.
Right, right. And so understand, all this is taking place simultaneously, and it's going to escalate. Things are going to escalate. The same hands went up June the 10th and said, things are going to escalate. You know, people are going to say things like, this has never happened before. And all these things continue to happen. It's not going to stop until we say, God, you are God. Above you, there's none other. And Jesus Christ is your son. And I'm talking about the people that are his, not the world, not people in the world. This has nothing to do with people who have not made a decision for God. These are the ones, he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I, God, will hear from heaven and I will heal America.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, I was just thinking, I want a sailboat. I want to be able to sail in the Gulf of Mexico. And a small one, just real, like, about, like...
We had one when we were kids. Remember that?
Yep. I
should be. Get out of Dodge. I should remember on that. Second Street?
Yeah.
Oh, was it like a sunfin or something?
It was, wasn't very big.
Yeah.
Like 14-footer.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I don't know what it would be called, but it's just to get on the beautiful water out there. Don and I were traveling this weekend, and we came over a body of water at some point. And it's just such so peaceful. The second you come out of all whatever's going on in the land and stuff, and you come over a bridge and there's water on both sides of you, it's just so peaceful. Something serene about, when you think about the glassy sea, you know, in heaven.
What's cool about those, they don't break down.
They don't, yeah.
Like motors, man.
Right. I'm going to go get some stuff from the store. Get on the sailboat. We're going to go to the store.
No fuel.
Just wind. And, I really thought about that. So I'll be looking for one. That's fairly about 14-foot. I'm thinking something like Jim had.
Something you can handle by yourself.
Yeah. Well, I had a story. You know, years ago we used to live on the beach, and Daphne, my sister, and I, when we were younger, rented a sunfin. I think it was like a sunfin, maybe a little bit bigger than a sunfin. And we got on the bay, the Pensacola Bay, and we were going to just sail across the bay because we've been living on the island, so we're. What's the big deal? It's just a little kite with a boat on it. We got on, we rented the sailboat, and we got on the water, and we sailed perfectly. Straight out. Just like 90 miles an hour. Like, this is great.
Right to the Gulf?
We would hit the bridge, probably wouldn't with that. But it just straight out, and it's like, oh my goodness, this is wonderful. And then we realized, we don't know how to go to the right. We don't know how to go to the left. We don't know how to turn around. We can just go straight, like when we were diving that time.
Right.
and so we had to, we tried to spin that puppy. We tried to tic-tac it, you know, all these different things that they supposedly said. And then we were over all the seaweed, nasty stuff. And as a kid, your imagination's going wild. Like, we can't get out here. We can't walk it here. And finally, we just pulled it up on shore on the other side of, in another city, and I stayed with the sailboat, and Daphne walked all the way over the bridge.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and came back and got the folks, and she's probably laughing when we're talking about this, and they came and got the boat. It was pretty tragic. So, obviously, I'm going to need some lessons, but my doctor told me that he would teach me. He would teach me. He says it's real peaceful, and it's a great, you know, a stress releaser, and it's pretty cool to be on the water out there. I remember once we were swimming as kids, and that was a perfect life. I wish I would have known how to enjoy it better back then.
I know, right?
Life works backwards, right? The frontal lobe don't develop till you're like 25. Yep. You can't really appreciate things. Yep. And every day I would get out, come home from school, and I would be on an island. I'm like Flipper. I mean, this is like I'm on the island every day. And I would go swimming, and we'd do all these different things together, but I would have enjoyed it even better. And it was amazing how many friends we have when we lived on the beach because everybody would come over and visit.
Yeah, right.
We didn't realize that we were the beach house. That's why they were actually coming.
Imagine that.
The beach house. So that's my excursion and losing weight and getting a sailboat by God's grace.
Great plan.
Yes.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We are back. You're watching the VFN TV and listening to VFN Radio. We just heard reports that WERTV3 in the Scambia County area is reporting that two or three inmates are missing.
Three inmates are unaccounted for.
The sheriff is reporting, is the sheriff David Morgan?
Yes.
Reporting that three inmates are missing?
This is unaccounted for.
Unaccounted for in this great tragedy that just took place with the Escambia County Jail in the Gulf Coast area of the nation. As the eyes of the world are turned, and we're actually at CNN News today, the tragedy that's taking place here. It's just a biblical proportion, like the particular people are saying in that area, We're hearing at the same time, understand this, that as the Israel is surrounded, and if you've been watching us on each day, don't forget we're 5:30 p.m. every day on WHBR and Christian Television Network audience at a different time around the nation, around the world, where we're talking about, you know, Israel surrounded. Is this the Ezekiel 38 and 39 time? You know, what's taking place? And we're making these threats, you know, we meaning our leaders, and understand we can't say, well, they're not me. But you have to understand, they got there because Americans voted them in office. They're representative government. So America voted for our leaders. So we can't say that the people in Washington, D.C. just kind of like, you know, decided they were going to just rule or something on their own. They were voted in. This is the choice that America's made. So you can say, when you see these leaders coming against Israel, that's America coming against Israel. So Israel, America has to decide, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to stand with Israel? For us, you know, VFN TV and Daily Radio program, we stand for God and country in that order and Israel.
And that has been decided a long time ago.
And you can find out more about that on VFNTV.com. And you got to make a decision who you're going to stand for. When you stand for God, your popularity is in heaven, not on earth. But if you settle for popularity on earth, you're not going to be popular in heaven. So you got to make up your mind. Are you going to live for this life, or are you going to live faithful in this life for the life to come? And Israel, surrounded by all these nations, and we've talked about that, and hope there's some related articles to help build your knowledge in that, because we want you to think. We're telling you source after source of where we're getting this information, so you yourself can pray and abide and read and see the videos and just listen to yourself, because understand, prophecy is being fulfilled left and right. We just talked about a local prophecy taking place, but it's the womb of America, reportedly, where it's happening. So ever what happens in the womb, obviously, it gets birthed into the nation. And with that, we're looking at our Secretary of State, John Kerry, who, if you go back and listen, if you've been listening, obviously you saw me talk about it, God spoke to me specifically about this man. He told me, he showed me even what time he would be speaking on the air. And we were sitting here saying, I said, he's going to speak at this time. And he came live to the world from the White House to tell everybody that this is what, this is their, I mean, he didn't say that we're fixing to do the Alinsky methodology in the Middle East, but they began this whole Alinsky methodology of trying to organize the Middle East. I mean, it's been going, but he just went hard at it. And in regards to bombing Syria and took the lead in that. But now, the reports are too, which we've reported on, that when you say, you can't just say, who is he to do that? This is who John Kerry is. He's a fellow citizen of ours, and one that the people who we voted to put in office, or somebody voted for whoever's in office, put there, selected this person. And it was your congressmen and congresswomen and your senators and your representatives who affirmed his position there. So John Kerry didn't force his way in and try to take something. You chose for him to be there by all these choices that you made. The thing is what kind of choices? If we don't like these choices, we need to make different choices in the future that have our values. Who has our values to be in leadership in the nation? We don't know. We can't tell you who to vote for, but can say you can talk to people, find out what their values are. Well, obviously, the values right now of the current administration and Secretary John Kerry is, they just think Israel is just another nation. It's just another,
right.
You know, it's you know, it's like, you know, Mexico or some other country. They don't realize it's the apple of God's eye. They don't have a perspective of that. And so many things have taken place, but the very timing, this is what the Lord showed me, that we would be, Christians and Jews would be minimalized, right? Mm-hmm. The word minimalized.
Yeah.
We'll be degraded and seen as non-viable voices in society if what he wants to accomplish, it's accomplished. And now, since then, he's been doing all this. And what he just said, as a matter of fact, we have the Daily Beast as reporting. They were in a meeting where he is making threats. He made the threats about the Intifada.
Right.
He said, you don't want to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, you don't want to be, you know, the Intifada. But listen to this audio. This is a meeting taking place with John Kerry and the leaders who are negotiating how they're going to do their strategy in the Middle East. And listen to what they say about Israel.
Let's take a listen.
So the unitary state winds up either being an apartheid state with second-class citizens, or it winds up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a new state.
Okay, so
what you're looking at here in the context of that is the words that he used, and I don't think he even knew he's been recorded in the context of that, is apartheid. That Israel would be, you know, an apartheid nation. And other reports are that it would be a third world nation. And apartheid, you know, most we don't know what apartheid actually means. We know about the oppression. But what do you say that in our own minds and the minds of the world? You're comparing Israel to the British oppression that took place and the oppression that took place in South Africa. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to our minds. Is apartheid taking place in the context of that? And that's Fox News is reporting that they had threatened that. But the definition, just so you know, of apartheid is two separate states inside of a present state where the other state is treated with not having the same rights. Mm-hmm. They're less than and... which is totally opposite because everybody in Israel has the same rights, lives on the same constitution. Not only that the Palestinians, they're even allowed to have their own form of government in the context of that. They're totally represented.
Yeah. They even respect their enemies. I mean, they sound, you know, alarms letting them know, hey, we're about to launch.
But there's not two states in Israel. So it cannot be an apartheid state because everybody has the same rights. What they're choosing to do is they just want to overrun Israel and destroy her and push her into the sea. They don't care, but they have the right. So it is not, that is not true. But this is the thing is, as soon as we said, you're going to go back to the 1967 borders, it was said by our president, we're going to go back to the 1960s. As soon as our John Kerry just said, you're going to be a third world nation, guess what? Unless we repent, church, let me tell you, everything that we know in America could shift, and we can be, and we're well on our way to be, a third world nation. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, forgive us for our sin, Lord God. Put godly leaders over this nation, we pray, in Jesus' name.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.